Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
All right. How about a three for Tuesday? How about a three for Tuesday? Maybe four. I mean, who knows? We're on a roll, man. We're like butter. We're on a roll. Sam Crowley, host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast, back for another one. And we just can't stop. I mean, look, when you're an ex-stutter and you couldn't talk for 15 years, you can't shut me up, girlfriend. Are you ready? Now, here we go. Podcast number three today. We're going to talk about the harvest part three. The harvest part three. Sam, all right, I planted my seed. I didn't stare at the field waiting for the harvest to come in. But let me tell you something, brother. Let me tell you something. It still ain't coming in. The money's still going out, yet the money isn't coming into my bank account. What do I do, child? What do I do? I don't know what to do. I'm about to give up on my dream. And that's what happens. There you go. That's your answer. The enemy wants you to give up. The enemy really does want you to give up. They're asking, how bad do you want it, man? How bad do you want this thing? Because you know not this does not happen for everybody. There's a reason why I cited earlier in today's shows that over 9 out of 10 people, 9.5 out of 10 people end up not doing what they want to do with their life. There's a reason for that. Let me help you out, okay? Can you please, and I'm not an NLP guy, but I do believe in envisioning. You know, there was a point in time 10 years ago, I envisioned myself on stages. I've shared this story many times where when I was just, we used to have our office in my house that overlooked the front of our house. It was just this little den window. Still got it. I mean, now it's a TV room. It's not my office anymore. My office is in the basement. They moved me to the basement. That's how loud I am. I'm not even allowed up to even, you know, mix it up with the commoners upstairs. They throw me in the basement, little, you know, food underneath the door every now and again and kind of leave me alone to scream into a microphone. But I used to daydream out the window, and I would look and see just nothing going on. I mean, like a fish in a fishbowl. There was just nothing going on outside the window. And I remember I had this office chair with, there was casters on it, and I would kind of, you know, roll myself around the hardwood floor and just aimlessly, I mean, literally doing nothing. This is so embarrassing to even tell the story, but I was just kind of lost because I was without a job. I was really without any money coming in, and I was just kind of aimlessly looking out the window wondering, what am I doing? Like, how am I ever going to get momentum going? And I remember thinking to myself, okay, it's got to stop, okay? I need to start painting a picture in my mind of what it is that I want to have happen. Because if I don't at least get that picture in my mind, it ain't ever going to happen in the physical realm. So here's what I want you to write this down. And I really do want you to write this down. If you're driving, obviously don't write it down. But just stop and pause 3 minutes or so into the show, know where you were, and say to yourself that if I can build an image of something in my mind, I can also build a physical replica of that, all right? If I think of a wealthy person, I can become that person. Let me say it again. If you, the listener to this show right now, if you can build an image of something in your mind, any image, it doesn't matter what that is, you can also build a physical replica of that. Meaning, when I stop twirling around the room on that stupid office chair that I paid $150 for because I thought it would be neat, I used to think if I had the best computer and the nicest office that would make me successful. You know what it made me? Broke, with a lot of nice things to look at, thinking, huh, the chair was $160. Nice. It's kind of fake leather. It's probably like pleather, because I don't think you get a nice leather chair for $160. Now that I know what I know. Nice computer. Had to go buy a new computer. I remember I went to Best Buy, bought a Sony, whatever those Sony laptop computer, had everything. It was like $1,500. I was out $10,000 and stupid stuff before I ever. And again, remember the show before this, it was all coming out of my retirement, 401k, taking loans against this stuff, maxing out credit cards when I had credit cards, all because I thought that's what mattered. If I have a nice office and good equipment and good tools, then I'll at least have the stuff I need to be successful. We think about how stupid that is, right? It's like never playing a game of golf, spending $3,000 on golf clubs, going to the first tee box and saying, "All right, I'm gonna shoot 3 under today." It just isn't gonna happen. You gotta have the you gotta have the mental game first before you have to envision yourself. I've read a good enough amount about Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods and people like that. I used to be an avid golfer back when I had a job because I was always trying to escape the office and get out on the golf course. Now, I haven't golfed in, I bet I've played golf, let me think. Let's just go back to 2006. I bet I've played less than 10 rounds of golf in 9 years. I haven't played a round of golf since 2012 when I went to hang out with my buddy Mike in Hershey, PA. And we played 9 and maybe 3 more after that and had a whole lot of beer on the course. It was a great time. Mike's a buddy of mine. I've known him since I was 5 years old. He lives in Hershey, PA. And so back when I was that guy, you know, I was always trying to escape the office. But let me get back to what I was talking about because this is a real important point, okay? You're not going to be the best at what it is you want to do because you have the best tools, the best computer, the best anything, video equipment, you name it. This podcast I've did for many years, just speaking into a $20 mic plugged into my laptop up until a year ago, you know, and still managed to podcast all the time and get a ton of downloads. What it is, it's going to be how bad do you want this? The enemy does not want you to have this. The enemy wants you to fail. The enemy could be fear, procrastination, low self-esteem, family members, friends, anybody out there who's jealous of you and what you're trying to obtain in life, because when you actually do get to the mountaintop, they're going to look up and say, "Damn, they did it. As much as I thought they couldn't do it, they did it. And now how bad do I look? Because here I am stuck in the same place I've always been, and they've always been there, and now they're not there anymore, and they went after their dream, and they made it happen." Okay? You got to push through. There's got to be a point in time where you say, "I'm done being small. I'm done playing average, and I'm just going to take one thing, the harvest." The harvest, all right? You planted the seeds. You're staring at the seeds. You took my advice on the last show previous to this. You went and got a job, even though it's temporary. It's not a big deal, nothing to be embarrassed about. Or you're digging a ditch, or you're cleaning a house. You're doing something to keep the money coming in. But you got to have the vision. You have to imagine yourself on the mountaintop, because if you can't do that, you're not getting there. I promise you, you'll have everything. You'll plant the harvest. You'll wait for it. You'll go get the money to pay for stuff while you're waiting for it. You'll continue to create content. But if you are not congruent on the outside, the same person, the way you feel on the inside, because you can smile and be depressed, right? I mean, you can, many people, myself included, I've woken up in a depressed mood, went out to grab a call, "Hey, how are you?" And I thought, "Well, I'm having the worst day ever, man. I don't even want to be alive today. I mean, this day sucks." I remember some of those days, you know, going through the tough times, losing everything I had. It was times that I didn't even want to get out of bed. It's like the sun came up. I'm like, "Oh, really? The sun's up already?" I mean, think about that, man. When you're depressed because the sun's up. I couldn't wait to go to sleep at night. Is it dark yet? It's February. Sun, you know, sun goes down at 5. Can I go to bed now? I mean, really, that's the way I just wanted days to end, you know? And that is a very sad place to be, a very dark place to be. You know why? Because I didn't have a vision. And without a vision, what? What happens without a vision? We perish. We just die. Our bodies die. Our mind dies. Our 18 billion brain cells that are firing like a finely tuned machine, they're not firing anymore. We're not dreaming anymore. Without a dream, we're dead. Don't let that happen. Get a vision. Imagine. I don't care where you are right now. I don't care if you're living in a one-bedroom apartment, living month to month. When you build that image of something in your mind, you will be able to build the physical replica of that. Myself on stage 2 weeks from now, 3 months ago in London, whenever you want, whenever those times are that I'm on stage, that is the exact vision I had looking out that bay window at the front of our house, twirling around on my $160 stupid leather chair that ended up breaking anyway. I put it on the curb about a year after that. All my fancy stuff saying, "You know, Sam, this has got to stop, man. You're going to die a slow death of 10,000 knife wounds if you don't get a vision of where it is you want to go. I'm telling you the same thing. I don't care how much you're smiling on the outside. You can tell that lie to everybody else, but you can't tell it to yourself. You got to have a vision. What it is, where is it that you want to be? What's it look like? What's it taste like? What's it smell like? I can tell you, man, that when I hit that stage in Hawaii, when I hit that stage in London, when I hit that stage in Sydney, Australia 4 years ago, I envisioned those times because I knew that if I could just get that in my mind, the mind is so powerful. If you can get that in your mind, you can build the physical replica of that. But you can't reverse engineer that. You can't build the physical replica of that. Walt Disney didn't build Disney World without first imagining it. What do they call them now? The Imagineers. You know, the people that go to work for Disney. Every great entrepreneur started with the vision in their mind of what it is they wanted to create. Then they had the mental blueprint of what it is that they were going to go after. Let that be part of your harvest. Don't stay in the field looking at it. Dream it, man. Dream. Think of Field of Dreams. It's a great movie. If you build it, they will come. I'm going to tell you, if you dream it, it will come, and it will happen for you. Can you dream a little dream today? Sam Crowley, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.